Hey, everybody, welcome. You know, with the change of seasons comes the change of, well, things to keep your kiddos safe, right? Karma Hansen, Jasmine Wongen from Safe Kids Grand Forks in the studio today. Which, by the way, your show today brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in around golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, if you have any questions or comments for Karma or Jasmine or even me, I guess, 701-213-0863, dial, call, or text. It's up to you, 701-213-0863. All right, let's do it. Let's get it out of the way. Daily segment. Here we go. Called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. It's been a while since I've done this. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. How excited was the gardener about the arrival of spring? How excited was the gardener about the arrival of spring? Well, he was so excited, he wet his plants. I didn't think I'd get much of a rise out of that one. Hi, Karma. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm not sure how I am after that one.
Oh, what? Oh,
you just about got taken out by a car seat.
I just about.
That's a great introduction to the show.
Car seat safety. Are you kidding me?
Right?
This is, I'm having a hard time here. I was on vacation last week, and I was telling you girls, I woke up one morning deaf in one ear, and I'm just struggling with this. So, if I start to lean or do something weird, let me know.
Okay.
Great to see you again, and you brought somebody.
I brought my dear colleague, Jasmine Wongen. Jasmine is going to talk about an event that we have coming up on this Saturday. And there are a lot of things that Jasmine is really amazing at, but event planning is like a she's the queen of
the
event
planning. The planner.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have a huge event coming up on Saturday that she's going to kind of showcase who our partners are, what it involves, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, cool. First off, I was looking at your social media, Facebook. What's going on? You're in Facebook jail for like 900 years, or what's the deal?
Yeah, 10 years.
We've been put in Facebook jail before, but we deserved it. I don't know about Safe Kids Grand Forks.
I think somebody hacked our account.
Oh, jeez.
And we were getting this like daily notification that looked like us and like several other nonprofits were sending these emails to WDA 970 something, and we get all these weird responses, and I think that they probably reported us, and we're in Facebook jail for 3,655 days, which is like 10
That's
years.
That's a pretty Safe tough kids. Sentence.
I know, right? Safe kids in Facebook jail.
But you know, and the thing is your social media stuff is always so good. I can get all the notes I need to do a show with you girls, and right there, and it's so good, and this has really got to suck.
It's tough. We feel kind of like somebody cut off our right arm.
Yeah.
Because we do have a really big Facebook following, and a lot of people rely on that to find out like when our classes are, or checkup events are and stuff. So fortunately, the event that we're having this weekend has its own group.
Yep.
And so Jasmine's been still able to promote all the great things that are happening with that event on there. But
and maybe some of the stuff that's not on there we'll be able to go through today, too. But we kick things off. Spring, a lot different this year. I mean, last year at this time, we probably still had a foot to half, 2 feet of snow on the ground. I believe there was still ice on the water.
Yep.
I mean, now it's nice out. There's no unsafe ice. There's the water. The ditches aren't hardly full.
Right.
We have zero water.
You remember our interview from last year?
Yeah.
We were talking about that, you know, all the runoff and the water and the ditches and the danger of that water. It is a very different spring. Truth be told, we could probably be talking about burn dangers right now.
That's huge right now.
It's huge. Yeah, there's a lot of burn bans that are out. I know my mom called me this weekend because she knew the fire trucks were deployed to an area where we have a lake home.
Yeah.
And, you know, wondered if stuff was out of control in that area. So if you have people cleaning up leaves, keep in mind it's been a very, very dry winter. Yeah. And certainly you need to be really cognizant of what it is you're burning, especially with wind conditions, because they can get out of hand real quickly.
So, I was on my way home from a little vacation, and we saw where it looked like they were trying to burn a ditch, and it got out of control, and it went, I don't know how it missed it, but it went all the way through a farmyard and back on the other side. I don't know if they had the fire trucks there that kept the house and their yard wet, but you could see how it wasn't meant to be, and ended up taking out probably 30 acres.
Wow.
So, and I believe we are still in a red flag area here. I know I live right outside of East Grand Forks. I've got a burn pile that I've been trying to get to burn, and every time I'm ready to burn it, then we get in a burn, and I can't do it, and well, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, so things a lot different this year. It's actually, it's almost like we're bypassing, because usually we'll get you on about four times a year for every, you know, kind of season, but we're kind of bypassing that spring one this year, but that's okay, because we didn't have a spring last year, really, you know.
Yeah.
You talk about the big deal coming up, hands-on learning fair.
Yeah. Jasmine's going to take this.
Jasmine, you're the one that knows. When is it? What's going on? Tell us all about it.
It's going to be this Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2. We're adding an hour from what we've done in the past.
Okay.
What we've heard from people before was there is so much to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And they couldn't get through all of it, or you come a little bit late and you might not have time to get through everything. We've also taken out a few booths and kind of rearranged a few things, so it's hopefully not as crowded.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a huge event. Come early. Even if you can't get there at 10, come 11 o'clock, because if you want to check out all the booths, it does take a while to get through. You bring your kids. There's going to be about 40 booths there. Some of those will be Safe Kids booths with topics that we cover for our injury prevention. But a lot of them will be other agencies with information that they have available for people. There'll be items that some of the booths, you can buy things.
Mm-hmm.
But every single booth will have some sort of interactive thing for kids to do. So you can visit with the people that are about the booth or at the booth about things, you know, that they have to share with the adults while the kids are busy learning at a lot of the booths or playing and interacting in some way.
So there are things for the parents to do.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the thing is this isn't all when you call it a hands-on learning fair. It's not like these kids are going to, you guys make this fun.
Yes.
Okay. So what are some of the things, just for example, that they could do?
We've seen in the past, there's been booths that have done a Ziploc bag with hand sanitizer in it, and they'll put different beads and things, so it's like a sensory bag.
Yeah,
so kind of a squishy fidget
type
thing.
Oh.
We do one, it's a life jacket relay. So, or where you have to put life jackets on before you can go in the ball pit.
Oh, okay.
You have to find the life jacket that's the right size for you.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
So lots of fun things.
Yeah.
And this is where, when, what time, and is there a cost?
It'll be at the Purpur Arena in Grand Forks. There is no cost to attend from 10 to 2. We have lots of partners that are helping us make this event happen. We will have a lot of our safety items for sale at the event. So while it doesn't cost anything to get in, you might want to bring some money with in case you need to purchase a new life jacket for the lake.
Oh, sure, sure.
Bike helmets, we'll have those for toddler through adult size. We'll have our safety caps in case you need to cover some outlet covers. There'll be a few vendors there. Cool Creations will be there selling their snow cones.
Okay.
So if you need a little sweet treat, we'll have that. The Optimist Club is coming and helping run our bike rodeo.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have an indoor bike rodeo for kids. They don't need to bring their own bike. We'll have bikes there. We'll have helmets that they can put on for that. But they'll learn about some different road safety things. And when you're riding a bike, what you need to know.
You know, this would be different because I've never envisioned, you know, doing any shopping with Safe Kids. So, but this is perfect because with the bike helmets, the life jackets, things like that. Now, say you're going to walk into a big name sporting goods store. For one thing, you might end up with a salesperson that has no freaking clue what they're talking about. Buy this helmet. You know, this is a great helmet. You guys know a lot more about it, how they should fit, all that kind of stuff, Snell, DOT, whatever. And the same with life jackets. Now, my question is to you, and this might be kind of a loaded question, but I'm guessing I'm going to get the answer I'm thinking of. If I was to go to this hands-on learning fair and say I wanted a life jacket for my four-year-old granddaughter, I'm guessing I could probably get a better deal on one there than I could going to a big-name sporting goods store.
You know, here's the deal. We're not here to compete with the great stores
right.
that there are in the community at all. what we say is we're not here to sell the devices. Right. We're here to provide the education that you need and the proper fitting. And so sometimes it is a better deal. Sometimes it's the same price. But I guarantee you every single time that you get a safety item from us, whether it's a car seat, a bike helmet, a life jacket, we are going to properly size it and fit it. And we're going to make sure that when you leave, you know how to use it. Because that's really what the impetus is behind us having it. Some people will call our office and say, hey, I hear you have a great deal on car seats. Well, sometimes it might be a little bit cheaper.
Sure.
We sell them at what our cost is. Sometimes it might be the exact same price. But the one thing I will always guarantee you is that you will know how to use it. You'll know when it needs to be replaced. And you're going to get that education that goes along with it, which that's priceless, right?
Right. Yeah. And then the dads out there don't have to bring it home and just nod. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'll put it in. And then have a hard time and have to call somebody because they don't.
Well, and life jackets are sized by weight, so that's pretty easy.
Sure.
But I'll tell you, we'll have people come by our office and I'll fit the 11-year-old with a bigger helmet than I'll fit the mom. And when you're standing in the store and you look at the box and it says small, medium, and large, who carries a tape measure with them? So you oftentimes don't get to measure. You might not be able to take it out of the box or whatever. So we're going to make sure that it gets fitted right. But God bless our partners who do this work, the Shields and the ski and bike shops and those places. We're not trying to compete with them, and they know that. We have a very friendly relationship, but we're there. I will tell you that some of our bike helmets are a bit cheaper than you can find them in the stores. Mm-hmm. But again, if somebody comes to us and they say, I can't afford a helmet, we're going to give them to them one for free for $2, $5, whatever they can afford.
Sure.
Probably not going to happen at those big bucks stores.
No, absolutely not. And now, I'm not sure. I think North Dakota, as far as the life jacket laws are concerned, I think it's 12 and under or 10 and under. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm not sure about Minnesota, but here's the thing, folks. It doesn't matter how old your kid is, if they can swim or not, it's the law. All right? It is the law. And my catfishing partner has been with me since he was 8. And I remember when he's like 14 now or whatever it is, but he was so jacked when he didn't have to wear his life jacket anymore. And it didn't matter to me because I'm responsible for somebody else's child in my boat, but he knows how to swim. He's a great swimmer, but I kept telling him that doesn't matter.
Well, and we have our Kids Don't Float water safety class coming up in 2 weeks, in which we'll have 7 classes. We'll train over 700 kids. And one of the activities that they do at that is a hypothermia exercise where they pick pennies up off the bottom of a bucket of ice water. And they learn really quickly that something that's really simple to do when your body is functioning normal and it's the right temperature becomes very hard to do. And the kids will reach into that bucket of ice water and they might pick out one or two pennies. And all of a sudden they realize, I can't move my fingers. They're not acting the way they normally would. So you might be a really good swimmer, but that doesn't mean that if your boat tipped over or, you know, started to submerge in the Red River now, as the ice has just gone up, that water is still freezing cold.
Oh, yeah.
Or you go up to Canada, some of those huge lakes up there, they never warm up to a temperature that's going to be safe to swim in.
Right. And there might be some lakes, too, where there's still a little bit of ice on there, but it's tough to do. But, boy, how about that for a title, though? Kids Don't Float.
Yep, right.
I mean, that's pretty frank. You know, I did manage to find something, though, and I was going to give a shout-out to Bubba Schweigert. Saw him in the boat with you.
Yes.
A little boat cruising around the pool. And I'm sure that was one of the water safety classes.
It was. So the class is 2 hours long. We bus kids in from the Grand Forks Public Schools, East Grand. And really, I think there's about 7 or 8 schools from around the region. Larimore, Park River, Northwood, Thompson. A lot of different places that bring kids in. And the class is geared for kids 2nd through 5th grade. So each school picks whatever grade level they want to come. Mm-hmm. 45 minutes of very engaging, interactive classroom presentation. And then they break up into stations. And they do this life jacket relay where they fit the life jacket on and make sure it's the proper size and know how to buckle it. They practice throwing rescue devices. We have Andy Schneider with the Grand Forks Sheriff's Office. He and his team come out and do the fatal vision goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Where the kids can learn about the effects of alcohol and how that impacts your ability to do things. They do the hypothermia one, and then they drive in this boat. And last year, Bubba walked through the pool, and I said, Bubba, you got to come in and see what we're doing. And the next thing you know, I said, Bubba, you got to get in the boat. And he goes, I will if you will. So I think there's a picture of the two of us. And it's something that, you know, you think about water safety, and it's not just for kids. I mean, you know, baseball or football, those are team sports. You maybe don't play them later into life. water safety. You can swim. You can go paddle boarding. You can canoe. You can fish. It's something that'll stick with you for a lifetime.
Yeah.
So really important.
And you know, when all of the things you just named, Karma, those are really things you should do with somebody else. We read about it all the time. We hear about it on the news all the time. Man went out by himself fishing. Haven't seen him since, or, you know, those kind of things. So it always helps. You never know. It could be something very minor when you're out on a boat or on the water that could turn into something very major if you are by yourself. So, again, take note of that. We'll talk more a little bit about that. What I want to do before we go on break is talk about some of the things you've got coming up, some of the events. And then after our break, we'll talk more about how to keep your kids safe this time of the year. So now, again, normally I get all my information off your Facebook page. So these might have already been gone. They might be done. They might not be. North Dakota Childhood Injury Prevention Virtual Workshop.
Yeah, we did that the end of March. We had nearly 300 people from across the state who participated in that. It was a day-long virtual event in which we talked about a wide variety of topics, from safe sleep to farm safety, water safety, pedestrian and bike, ATVs, gun. We went through what's called the Child Fatality Death Review report. That is a report. There is a panel of people in our state who look at all of the kids under age 19 who have died. What was the cause? Was there something that could have been done differently in the environment or with education or those kind of things? And they reviewed what is it that kids are dying of in our state and how do we fix that? And so then after we reported that information, then we kind of launched into all the coalitions in the state sharing a variety of topics and then what types of resources they have available. It was free to attend. If anybody missed it, we do have a recording of that. They can listen to the whole day and get continuing ed credits, or they can just listen to a certain segment. And our goal was really to help partners within the region and the state to say, here are some ways in which Safe Kids can help or partner or make you more aware of how you can help us in our efforts to keep kids safe from the things that are killing them in our state.
Well, I tell you what, Safe Kids is up with the technology, man. if you just stay out of Facebook jail. Okay, what's Alive at 25?
So Alive at 25 is a class that is geared for kind of the teenagers through that age 25. That is a class that sometimes kids are court ordered to take that, youth, where they've done something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they take it because they are looking to get, parents want to equip their kids with some safety skills to make them better drivers.
Sure. And
most often insurance companies will give them a discount off of their insurance rates. We used to have those here in Grand Forks. We'd hold them at our office. Attendance was not fabulous. And there is a virtual option to attend that as well. So if you go to the North Dakota Safety Council website, you can find out where there are classes, and the virtual option would be a great way to get that class if you're interested.
Boy, you talk about the ages from like 17 to 25, and there's just so many different things. You say maybe the turnout not so good, but this is the age where kids, let's face it, get a little attitude. They might be a little tooty about having to go to something like that. But this is also the age where you're going to start running into things like peer pressure, getting to that adult age of 21 where it's a whole different deal. But here's the thing. You know, this is Safe Kids Grand Forks. I've known some kids that are 21 that act like they're 81, and I know kids that are 21 that act like they're 12.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a big swing there.
It is a class that it's offered all across the country, and there has been a lot of research data on it to say, let's look at the kids and these behavior patterns over time. And it is proven that youth who take this course have less traffic crashes, injuries, fatalities, less crashes in which their insurance goes up, less citations. And so, you know, a lot of parents think, well, gosh, I can't tell my teen what to do. And I would say, you can. You know, how many of those youth are paying for their own car or their own insurance? Or, you know, parents need to be able to assert that and just say, you know what? If you're going to get a driver's license, one of the things you need to do between the time you get that permit and you get that license is attend this class.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of ways in which parents can encourage, promote, require, whatever with their kids.
Yeah, so. And let's face it, we've all seen how the ability of drivers in Grand Forks, or the inability. Why not? You know, you could almost have it live at 25, 35, 45, 55, 60. But you know what I mean? Because it's just atrocious. My wife gets so mad at me because I'm a road rager. I'm not a road rager, but it really bothers me when people are just so ignorant of the rules of the road, and especially when there's kids and pedestrians. It's like, get out of my way, you know?
Well, and you've probably heard me say this before, car meets kid, car wins every time. It doesn't matter whether that pedestrian had the right of way or not. Car wins every time. I know you talked about getting into some of our other events. I just want to have Jasmine give a shout out to some of our sponsors for the Hands-On Learning Fair before she has to go. And then also maybe have her speak about, there's an event going on. It's a Target car seat trade-in event that she kind of tries to get information out about that and maybe talk about the dangers of car seats and why we want to get rid of them.
Take it away.
All right. So Hands-On Learning Fair this Saturday, 10 to 2. AAA Club of North Dakota and Minnesota is our presenting sponsor for the event. So while we don't charge to come to this event, there's still a lot of expenses behind it. So we're super grateful to AAA to help us with that. The Grand Forks Visitors Bureau also helps us with some of our costs. And just really all the community partners that we have and the agencies that say, yes, I'll come and run a booth or I'll come and help you with your booth. Lots of different sponsors that we have with that.
And the other thing is we have, Jasmine mentioned we have these booths that are being educational. They'll have hands-on stuff, but they're educational. We could not do that. We have 35 nursing students coming from the College of Nursing that are manning those booths.
Nice.
And a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, the setup on Friday, is going to be done by the men of the UND Kappa Sigma chapter.
Oh, cool.
And so, gosh, you know, you talk about a bunch of people who want to give back to their community, and we've got a lot of really cool students who are going to be a part of this event from UND Kappa Sig College of Nursing that we're just grateful to have that university here in our community and partnering on things like this.
You know, and you nailed it when you talk about kids, because you went to nursing school and there are so many things, and they'll tell you, you'll learn way more once you get out in the real, you know, the field out there and all that. But I think a lot of it, you think you're mentally prepared for the things that will happen as you being a nurse, but you're not, especially when it comes to kids.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because, you know, not everybody wants to maybe be a pediatric nurse, or I was an intensive care nursery nurse, but that might not be everybody's forte. But interacting with kids, it's different.
Yeah.
And I think it's a skill that behooves everybody.
Absolutely.
I'll give you a funny example. One of the booths that is going to be at the Hands-On Learning Fair this weekend is actually, my husband is the president of a law firm here in town, the senior partner. And our son just moved back and is practicing law there. And he is doing like wills, trusts, and estates another attorney at the office. And they wanted to have a booth and talk about to parents about doing wills and why that's important, or power of attorney. Like if something were to happen to you as a parent, do you have a plan for, you know, what to do with your kids and that kind of thing? And I was telling him about this Hands-On Learning Fair, and he goes, Mom, he goes, like, what do I do with kids? Like, how do I make an activity for them? Like, he doesn't know how to interact with kids. He doesn't have his own. So we talked about going on the internet and Googling and, you know, fun things that they could do to make their booth engaging. But you can't just assume that everybody knows how to interact with kids.
Yeah, first,
right?
You do is get a couple boxes of crayons and Gary, you figure that out when you start getting grandkids. Brett says, love the episode. Are they recorded? Very glad over here that open water is still the greatest threat to our children's lives. May they always live freely with abandon. And let them be kids, basically. And Brett, yes, all these shows, they never go away. Just keep checking us out on social media. We get Karma in here, and sometimes Jasmine with Safe Kids Grand Forks in. Usually four times a year, we kind of get you in here with the season, yes, these shows never go away.
And we do post them onto our webpage as well, which our website is still up and going. And, you know, I always say being a parent is the most important job you'll ever have, and it comes with the least amount of orientation. And, you know, that being said, there are so many ways in which you can get information about you should do this, you should do that, you should. How do you know what's credible? Our role with Safe Kids is really to try to be trusted and credible and to meet parents where they're at, realizing that, you know what, they're going to come to our car seat checkup events and they're going to have french fries and goldfish crackers in the back, and it might be dirty and they're embarrassed or whatever. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's like
so
real
kids
life.
Do. Yep. Yeah. Now, speaking of car seats, was there something?
Trade-in.
Yeah.
So Target once a year does a trade-in event. So you can bring your old, expired, gross, unused, whatever car seats you have, drop them off kind of by the front door, and then they have a QR code to scan, and you can get 20% off two larger baby items.
Wow.
So that is this week that they'll take those car seats. They can recycle them. I've heard that they can turn them into plastic bags and do all kinds of different things with them. And then that coupon is good at least for a few weeks, that if you need to purchase a new car seat or a stroller or high chair, that it's good for some different things. So we always encourage people, don't just set those car seats out on the curb during cleanup week, because somebody might take that car seat not knowing why is it out on the curb.
Yeah, it might be garbage. I mean, that's, well, and now, like my neighbors, they just had their second child on Valentine's Day. So boy, it's like, I was talking to my neighbor and he goes, you know, my daughter, she just turned four the other day. It's like learning how to do all this all over again. And I've yet to hold the baby. I have this thing about little baby. I don't think I held any of my grandkids till they were like a year old, but how he holds them and how I am just freaking out because I'm afraid he's going to drop this little girl. But there's just so much to learn with kids, and they're so different from that age.
Well, and that transitions into a class here that I want to talk to you about. Okay. We actually have a class called Smart Sitter. So you might have these young youth or teens who think, I want to babysit for the summer. Mm-hmm. I want to take care of somebody else's kids, and yet they may not have any experience with it. We have a class. It's called Smart Sitter. I've got the dates pulled up here. We've got one on May 18th, June 15th, August 12th, and November 3rd. It goes from 9 until 2:30. There is a registration cost to apply for that. Mm-hmm. If somebody can't afford that, they can reach out to our office. And we do have some scholarships offered through Brady Martz, where we can offset a portion of the cost of that class. But Jasmine, maybe just talk a little bit about like what they do at that class and what they learn and who that's intended for.
Yeah, it's about a 5.5 hour long class. The morning we talk with the kids about how to hold a baby, how to make a bottle. They get to practice making it with formula, different developmental stages, how to change a diaper. So a lot of the little things with those smaller infants, or as they get older, you know, what do I do to play with an infant or a toddler or a school-aged kid? So we talk about those differences. We provide lunch at that class, and then in the afternoon they learn the basic friends and family CPR with those kids.
And you know, all of these things, you might be watching this show thinking, my child is 12 years old, perfectly capable of babysitting, and I get that. We all know how our kids are, but there are certain things that might just surprise you. It's like, they didn't tell me about this. Mom didn't tell me about this. What do I do? What a great way to just remind these kids, you know, it might throw you a little curveball. It's not the end of the world. This is what you do.
Yep.
But I did it for years. I babysat. Great way to make a little extra money. And I tell you what, the parents will love you for it if you do it.
And I think we tell these kids at the class, it's a great way to say that you've taken that step to learn a little bit more and be a little bit responsible. And I think just in and of itself, if you can sit there for 5.5 hours on a Saturday, or we're doing a class right now at Schrader on some of their early out days where we're teaching it. The fact that you're willing to do that, I think, shows the maturity level of that youth and says, hey, this is probably somebody that I want to take care of my kids.
In fact, I even know high school people, high school-aged girls, between their junior and senior year, actually nannied full-time for a summer. You know, 9 to 5 or 9 to 4, whatever it was. But boy, I tell you what, it was an experience. When I talked to her, I'd actually asked her, I said, well, how did your year of being a nanny go? Because I know who she nannied for. And I kind of wanted to compare answers on myself. And boy, they were both, she loved it. It was a great learning experience for her, what she really meant, and couldn't stress enough. And the parents absolutely loved having somebody they could trust and count on.
Absolutely. And Jasmine, maybe visit a little bit about how we can help with nannies as it relates to car seats, because those nannies are responsible if they're transporting. And a lot of times that's what nannies are hired for, is to get kids to and from
to run
places.
Them to and from their activities. Yeah.
So we've got some ways we can help nannies too.
Yeah. My kids are in that school age and we look for a nanny in the summer. And so a lot of their friends, you know, I pull up to an activity and it's not their parents' car they're in, and I peek in the back seat, and there's no booster. There's a car seat that isn't installed correctly, and I'm going, oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
And so that's something we can definitely help with, that send those nannies, have them call us, have them come to a car seat checkup, that we'll help make sure that they're using that car seat correctly, or even something for those parents to think about, that if your child's using a booster seat in your car, there's a pretty good chance they should be using it in that nanny's car. Also, even if they're not going a long distance, you know, it doesn't take a long trip to have a crash.
Now, I envision both of you ladies walking out of the grocery store in the parking lot and happening to see somebody putting a kid in their car seat, and I can just picture you, excuse me, sir, that's not really right. You need, you know, are you guys like that?
Sometimes.
You have to be. You have to be, right?
It's
our kids.
You know, I will tell you, I went the other day to pick my grandson up from his child care center here in town. And I opened my car door and I heard a kid screaming.
Uh-oh.
And there was a kid in the car parked right next to mine, alone in the car. The windows were cracked, but the car was not running. And it immediately put angst in my heart, because we are heading into that time of year where we do need to talk about heat stroke.
Oh, yes, we do.
And kids being left alone in cars. And, you know, you think it's going to be a quick run in and pick that kid up and run back out with the older kid, but it could turn into a bit longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, vehicles heat up very quickly.
Oh, yeah. I have a black pickup. Yeah. I mean, imagine.
And cracking the windows has very little impact on the internal temp. And so I sat there and it was like, okay. And what we say to people is, if you experience that and you can't readily identify the parent, to call 911.
Uh-huh.
And you do that so that you don't need to be responsible for that child. You know that somebody is coming. Law enforcement, your ambulance, your fire people, they know how to break the windows if they need to get in. And so as we talk about heat stroke, it's a real thing. And so my response that day was, I waited for a minute to see how long it would take for the parent to come out. And then I walked in and I told the center director.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew who it was, and we're going to have a conversation with that parent. So yeah, we do want to fix it, correct it.
It's hard not to.
Yeah. And I want to go back to the nanny thing. We one time got a call from a gal who had hired a nanny, and she had five kids.
Oh, wow.
And the other thing to keep in mind is that mom drove a great big, huge Suburban. The nanny had a smaller car.
Sure, sure.
So we ended up equipping the nanny with all brand new car seats that were smaller.
Oh, wow.
So think about those things, that just because they fit mom's car doesn't mean they're going to fit in the nanny's car too.
Yeah. And also, folks, think about those things, like, they might not even have one kid, let alone five.
You're right.
I mean, boy, what'd you do this summer? I don't remember. I was kind of busy.
Right.
So the CARS thing, did we talk about that? CARS?
Oh, it's now a new name.
CARS class is actually in the process of changing.
Okay.
I'm actually on the committee to help change that. It's a Minnesota class for foster parents and daycare providers. It's changing to BEST.
Okay.
So all these acronyms. BEST stands for Basic Education for Safe Travel. And we're switching the class to a hybrid format. So, you know, with COVID, we learned we can do a lot online. We don't have to sit in a classroom for 3 hours. So they have an hour of online training. And then instead of lecture in a classroom and stations with hands-on, we're actually getting into their vehicles. And they're learning, how do these car seats work in their cars? We're piloting that class. It'll come out for the whole state of Minnesota sometime this summer. We're getting great reviews on it, that people are loving, that they're actually learning how this is relevant in their vehicle. So
I do have one question before we take break. Why is it that little kids always, when you put them in a car, they fall asleep? It's like, I know people, if my kid needs a nap, he won't go to sleep, I'm going to go take a drive.
Driver on tow.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh.
I'm still good for that as a passenger.
So am I.
It's the vehicle, the noises of it is a lot like white noise, and then it's the movement that,
yeah, it's crazy. I tell you what, we're going to take a little break. Karma Hansen along with Jasmine Wongen with Safe Kids Grand Forks in the studio today. We've got more to talk about, but right now I want to talk a little bit about CNH Insurance here in East Grand Forks. Company that began with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention and service. You know, they strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and, of course, the best customer service possible. It's their priority. Their agents have got a ton of experience, over 50 years worth between Justin, Jody, and Tammy. Tell you what, call them up, all right? 218-773-0287. You can also drop into their studio or their offices, 1427 Central Avenue Northwest. They're at East Grand Forks. Grand Forks' best source, everything you see in here is insured with CNH Insurance. Maybe you ought to think about doing the same thing. CNH Insurance in East Grand Forks. Karma Hansen, Safe Kids, Grand Forks. Jasmine bailed on us. I know she had stuff she had to go do.
She did. She had another obligation. I will pick up, though, on something that I know Jasmine coordinates as well. And we do our monthly car seat checkup events at Rydell's. Mm-hmm. And as summer starts to launch, we're going to be doing car seat checkup events all throughout the region. I think there's probably about 40 or 50 of them we do during the summer months in both North Dakota and Minnesota. If you go to our webpage up at the very top on the front page, it says upcoming events. And then there's an icon. It's a little logo and it says summer car seat checkup events. If you click on that, it will show you all the communities all throughout the region that we're going to be in over the next 4 to 5 months. We keep adding to that as other communities come on board and we kind of nail down the logistics of that. So please check it out. We partner with different public health agencies or schools or childcare providers, might be a car dealership, and host a lot of those events. So please check that out if you're from around the region. And then also we, in May, do our training course where we train the people who are the car seat technicians.
Okay.
That class is going to be held the 20th through the 23rd of May. And while that class is nearly full of people taking the class to become technicians, on that Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will have a car seat checkup event at our East Grand Forks location where our office is at, where we do that one by appointment. So
okay.
The Rydell's ones, you simply drive up and yep. wait in line. This one will be appointment time. So we'll have a 10 o'clock, a 10:45, and an 11:30.
Okay.
And we will help you, but you'll also be helping us at that event
right.
because our new technicians are learning how to do a checkup event. And so if you are going to have any time available on that day and you've got kids and you want to schedule an appointment, you can call our office and we can get you scheduled to come in and get your car seats yeah. checked and help us out with that
yeah, event. Yeah, because remember this, folks. Every time you have to take in a car seat or take one out, you don't just call Safe Kids Grand Forks and say, hey, I need your help again.
Yes. Well, and you know, as we go through kind of the schedule of what we're doing this spring, it's super busy and we're not always in our office.
Yep.
We always tell people call and make an appointment. We sure. want to help you, but we are not just like a normal clinic where you can walk in and somebody's going to be sitting there at their mm-hmm. desk. So, and sometimes it's a quick thing. Other times to do a car seat takes probably between 20 minutes and a half an hour. So call and make that appointment.
Right. You talk about how busy you are and how many things are going on. I know this is something I did see. Maybe this is old too. Are you guys looking to hire? You guys need some help?
We are. We do have we actually have a couple positions open. One is to replace a full-time gal who transferred to a different department within Altru. We're doing interviews for that right now. So if anybody is interested, mm-hmm. they can apply at altru.org. And then we have two part-time positions that are what we call flex time. So they cover for events. So for this, for example, they might have help out at the event that's coming up this weekend, which obviously mm-hmm. they won't be doing that. It's
sure,
too early.
Sure.
But the summer we'll be doing Splash Into Safety, where we'll be going to communities and doing events at pools, or they might be helping to teach with some of these classes that we have, the babysitting class, or we have one called Safe at Home Alone. I've got the date for that one. I can pull up here really quickly. That is a class that is geared for kids age 8 to 11.
Okay.
It might be kids that are staying home alone during the summertime. Or maybe for a few hours after school. The next class is on June 5th. We've got one on August 14th or October 6th. Again, 3 hours in length. We usually do a 9 to noon and then a 1 to 4 o'clock, so two classes on the same day. In that class, there's a registration fee of $20 for that.
Okay.
Again, if you can't afford it, reach out. Our partners at Brady Martz have some scholarships to help
okay,
offset
awesome.
That.
Awesome. Okay, it's that time of the year. We go from tobogganing and skiing and snowmobiling to bicycles, skateboards, motorcycles, four-wheelers, golf carts, water, ditches, rivers. Where do you start? I mean, kids, now remember, helmets, wear the protective padding. Same with your anything that's got wheels on it. you should probably have something on your noggin. Is that correct?
Yeah, the rule at my house, we always used to say wheels on your feet or wheels on your butt, helmet on your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there are different types of helmets based on the age of the child. So, for example, if it's a toddler and they're riding on a trike, it's one wheel up front and mm-hmm. two in the back. Those types of crashes, the kids tend to tip over backwards.
Yep, yep.
So it's a helmet that comes down further in the base of the brain and sure. protect that really important part that controls our heart rate and our mm-hmm. breathing and those, you know, important functions. As you start to ride a bike, the crashes are typically you fly over the handlebars or you tip over sideways. Yeah. So those helmets sit more up on the top of the head and don't need to come down as far in the back to protect that part of the brain. But as you scooter, skateboard, that kind of thing, again, you're back to that kind of tipping mm-hmm. over backwards. So those helmets, we call them multi-sport helmet because you can use them for biking, scooter, skateboarding, rollerblading, inline skating. And we have all of those at our office. We have them available for a suggested donation of $12 for the bike and toddler helmets.
Oh, wow.
And $16 for the multi-purpose helmet. Sure. They come in a variety of colors. And again, our job is really to do that education, like how often do you replace yeah. this or which helmet do I pick or how do I fit this correctly? So call, schedule an appointment, and we can get you set up with those helmets. We are right now, we have support from Grand Forks Park District. It's just a fabulous partner of ours that helps to fund us going into schools. This spring, we're doing like East Grand Forks schools, the private schools, and we're doing 23 locations total within our region. And they, we go out and we do a head injury presentation. So the kids get to learn about what do the different parts of the brain control and how does a helmet protect it? And if I got an injury on a head, what does a concussion, how does that impact me? And then we distribute helmets in that school for that reduced price, or if they can't afford it, we'll give them to them for free.
This is how concussions impact you. Yeah, I mean, you know what? The people out there that are maybe scoffing at spending $15, $16, $20 for a helmet, you nailed it. A brain injury, that could last you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
I mean, it can. Also, another thing, too, is I know kids, are a lot of them, depending on the age, are into cool, being cool. They might not want a light on their bike, but I tell you what, get some reflectors.
It's the law.
Okay. Lighter clothing, too, if you're out after dark. But that's all it takes is a reflector or reflectors or a lighter colored jacket and your helmet. And it's the difference between like night and day. It really is.
Well, I will be honest with you. I was driving about two summers ago and it was pitch black out. Like there was not a lot of stars or moon mm-hmm. in the sky. It was a residential street and there was lighting, but it was not great. It was mid block. And I was paying attention. Thank the Lord, because some kid went out on a black bike, black jeans, black hooded sweatshirt on. Hood was up on the sweatshirt. Oh, yeah. And I felt like I saw like white cords, like the kid had
yep.
earbuds in, and darted out mid-block right in front of me. I slammed on the brakes. The kid did not even respond and look at me as if they saw me. So that's why I believe that they had headphones on. But that being said, get those earbuds out. If you are driving after dark in the city of Grand Forks, it's law that you have to have a headlight yeah. on your bike. And as you talked about, if nothing else, the reflective gear.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Another thing now that we're seeing, and a lot of this reminds me, I ran into my old friend Bob Rost this weekend, and he's a crossing guard, and well, maybe retired now, but been doing it forever. What it gets me now is you see more and more kids walking to school or riding their bikes to school, and again, here comes the road rager in me. When I see how people drive, how they act, and even also see the kids. Like you mentioned, going across the street without looking, without stopping, you know, that all starts at home, but we need to be more careful, people. A lot of these smaller kids have got a lot on their mind. The older ones, it's a little bit different, but you have to be thinking of them. You put yourself in their shoes. Yeah, it might not be the funnest ride to work if you got to drive by a school and your head's on a swivel, but imagine if that was your kid.
Well, absolutely. And what we tell people is if you can, take an alternative route to school or to work that doesn't take you by a school. It might be a few blocks out of your way, but it actually might be a little bit safer. And yeah, as the temps warm up, you're going to see more and more kids rather than coming by car, walking or biking to school. And they are usually totally at the mercy of us as drivers. So slow down, watch for them. We tell kids to cross at the crosswalk, but that doesn't mean they listen to all the rules. So you need to be paying attention to, especially, you know, if it's by a park or a pool or a school, places where you would expect kids to be congregating.
And it's not like their odds are they're running to school, but they might be running to that pool or running to the park. And that's another thing. We had a guest on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about activities for kids. Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. My son, who's 37 now, park board was a babysitter for us for a lot of the summer. Get your kids involved in stuff, too. If you're worried about what they're doing, if they're safe, if they're not, I can tell you right now, the people that run like the baseball, softball, tennis, track, whatever activity it is, the libraries, they're all trained. They all know what they're doing, and they all love kids, and they all have a good time. And it's another way to not have to worry about so much what your kids are up to.
Yeah, and you know that they just have that supervision, right? That just that extra pair of eyes. You mentioned park board. You know, there are a lot of offerings during the summer for pools that are open. The one thing I would say to parents is make sure that you do have a responsible adult going to those pools with the kids. Those lifeguards cannot be used as a babysitter. Mm-hmm. That's not what they're there for. So if you think you're going to drop your kid off or send them on their bike to be at the pool all day and that's going to be their babysitter, not a good idea.
Right.
We do have life jacket loaner programs within our community. If you need a life jacket, we do have them available for $20 at our office. But these loaner programs also exist. A lot of the pools have their own. You can't guarantee that they're going to have enough for every kid that might need them. So if they are going to a pool and need one, you can purchase one from us. Or the YMCA runs our loaner program where you can check out a life jacket for a baby size all the way through adults for up to 2 weeks, kind of like you would a library book. It's free of charge. You don't need to be a member at the Y. Maybe you have extra people coming to your place for Memorial Day or your kids are going to a summer camp and you know they're going to be canoeing and you want to make sure they have the right size, or you're hosting a birthday party and you want a bunch of life jackets at the hotel pool for them to have. That's what that program is for. We also have some, and if you go to our website, you'll see there's five locations around the region that have the checkout or the loaner program where they check it out. We also have loaner boards where the life jackets are right at the water's edge. So, for example, we just set one up a couple years ago at Red Willow Lake and at the Stump Lake Park and at the Larimore Dam. We just got some funding from the CETO Foundation recently. We'll be setting one up out at Golden Lake this summer. There's one from the CETO Foundation at the Tallna Dam. We're getting one at Maple Lake from them where it's literally right by the boat ramp. You just walk down, you take the life jacket off, you use it for the day, and then at the end of the day, you just put it back at that station so that it's there for the next user.
You know, Safe Kids Grand Forks is an incredible, incredible thing. Now, folks, remember, whether it be Safe Kids Grand Forks, YMCA, libraries, park board activities, don't rely on everybody else to keep your kids safe. It all starts at home. All it takes is a 5-minute talk every day. Remember now when you're walking to school. It's very easy.
It does.
It's very easy to do. And if you have any questions, if you're not sure, all you got to do is pick up the phone.
Call us. Yeah. The other thing we'd encourage people to do is go online on our webpage. On the right-hand side of our webpage, you can sign up for a newsletter. And, you know, we do a summer, winter, spring, and fall newsletter. And, you know, there's things that, you know, you probably know that if your kid goes to the lake, they need a life jacket or ride a bike, they should have a helmet. But there are things that are in that newsletter that people go, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was an issue. Give you an example. Do you know about the dangers of water beads? Do you know what water beads are?
No.
Okay. So it's this little tiny thing. It's about the size of the end of this pen.
Okay.
And they're dehydrated. And you can have a bag about this big that has 2,000 of them in.
Okay.
And you put them in water and they soak up the water. And people will use them for a couple different things. Flower shops will use them to put in vases and organize the plants.
Yep.
Or they'll put them in Ziploc bags and use them as sensory toys for young kids.
Oh, okay.
They can be playthings. But that being said, if one of those little tiny beads ends on the floor and some kid picks it up and puts it in their mouth, as they get into the belly, they start to take on water, and they can cause obstruction in the gut. Yeah. They can cause dehydration, of things. And that's something that a lot of people don't even know it's a danger.
Yeah.
We've got information coming out in our newsletter that'll come out in the beginning of June or right at the end of May that talks about the dangers of water beads. So sign up for that newsletter. It comes out electronically, and it's a great way to get information on topics that you didn't even know you needed to know about.
Wow. You mentioned heat stroke. Folks, also, don't forget about the sun. You know, usually we have to learn the hard way. The first time every year, you're miserable because you're sunburned. Another thing that we haven't talked about a lot and that we need to, and I'm now I really know because it's affecting my family, but it's tick season. There was still snow on the ground, and the ticks were already out. Your pets, your kids, yourself, if you're outside, make sure you check yourself. They can leave the dogs and go to you, but my wife last year had some issues and she got Lyme disease. Ugh. And I tell you what, I've had a niece that's been fighting with it for over 10 years. It's just something you don't just take a few antibiotics and it goes away. So folks, do the check. Teach your kids how to do the check. I mean, I know everybody gets the willies when they find a wood tick, but you got to do it.
Well, and get your pets treated as well, because if they're coming and going in and out of the house, you know, they
have a pill now. You can give them one pill a month.
Yep.
And they're good for dogs.
Yeah. And then they're not coming in and shedding it in the carpet or the couch or the bed or whatever the case may be. You mentioned heat stroke. Heat Stroke Awareness Day is on May 1st.
Okay.
That will be coming up, and we'll be trying to get information out about the dangers of heat stroke. Kids, over half the time are forgotten in cars, and people go, oh, I'm a good parent. I would never do that. And anytime somebody says that to me, that's the parent I'm most worried about forgetting their kid in the back.
All the time.
Because if you think it can happen to you, you're not likely to take the precautions needed of always checking the back seat or having a reminder on your phone or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Reporting that, you know, like, when you drop the kid off at daycare, texting the other parents so they know that it's been done,
having
some systems in place. Cars can heat up to be 40 to 50 degrees hotter than outside.
Yeah.
And so even on a mild 70 degree day, that temperature inside that car can get up to about 120 degrees. Yeah. And little kids' bodies overheat so much faster than an adult's does that it doesn't take very long for them to become really, really, really dehydrated.
Folks, there's a million things you can do to keep your kids safe. Just remember that, all right? Somebody wants to, I mean, Safe Kids, I know you're loaded with money for all of the things you do, but if somebody wants to donate, I mean, tax day today, somebody wants to donate, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can go online to safekidsgf.com, and right on the front page, there's a yellow box that says donate. And we are a nonprofit organization, and, you know, we do have a lot of partners who help us in the work that we do, but there's always more that could be done and ways in which, you know, I will say we're a pretty conservative organization in that we don't just say, oh, here's helmets for free.
Yeah.
We do some screening and we say, could you pay $2 or $5 or, you know, have a little bit of skin in the game?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so the work that we do, we have great sponsors. We right now have an event going on with Hugo's all throughout the region. They're doing an event called Scan at the Till, where when you check out, you can scan a UPC code at the checkout, donate $1, $5, $10, $100, $500, whatever you want. You know, add a little bit onto your grocery bill. All of the proceeds for that come to us. And those little bits, you know, if everybody donated an extra dollar at the grocery store for the 2 weeks that this event is going on, there's so many things that we could do with that funding.
Somebody wants to find out more about Safe Kids Grand Forks. I mean, we're just scratching the surface here of all of the things that your organization does, but somebody wants to find out more, maybe questions about a car seat, something to do with helmets, life jackets, any of that stuff. Connie Bachmeyer, by the way, says, thank you, Karma, love what you do, but any of this, if anybody's got any questions, how do they reach out to you?
Well, as we said at the start of the show, we're in Facebook jail right now, so we can't promote that. We are reaching out to a lot of our partners to say, can you post this on your Facebook page? You know, our Safe at Home Alone or our Smart Sitter class. We have a class coming up where we're doing ambulance training, talking about car seat or child passenger safety in ambulances. We want to get that out to ambulance services. We've got a bus training coming up. I would say go to our website. And if you have a Facebook page that you can share some of these things, let us know and we'll send you a JPEG image for some of the things that we have coming up. We have foster parent trainings that we happen every single month. You know, if you can help get the word out on that, great. Our webpage has a lot of that. Go to our webpage, sign up for our newsletter that comes out, and we put a lot of those things in the newsletter as well.
Did you say SaveKidsGF.com?
Yes.
I can't believe I remembered that.
Yes, good work.
Did I leave anything out?
You know, we have a Walk to School Day event coming up the beginning of May. Okay. It's International Walk to School Day, that first Wednesday. We have so many schools that want to participate. We're going to be doing it for the whole first week of May. So if you want to, if you can help with walking a group to school or biking with a group to school, reach out to us. We've got schools in Crookston, Fisher, Thief River, Thompson, I believe, and several of our Grand Forks and East Grand Forks schools. So if you would be willing to get out in the morning and walk or bike some kids to school from a remote drop-off location, let us know about that. Another event that we have coming up before we'll be back together again is we do a medication take-back event.
Oh, sure. Yep.
We have one coming up at the Senior Center next week where that'll be from 11 to noon on Tuesday of next week. You can come in, bring your meds. Sheriff Schneider and his team will be there collecting those. And then we'll be doing one also at the right by Perkins on Columbia Road on June 11th. And again, bring your meds in, drop them off, we'll take them and get them incinerated. And then one last reminder that is at the top of my mind is that first week of May is always City Cleanup Week.
Yeah.
And people put stuff out on the berm. Mm-hmm. Don't put your car seats there. Get them to that Target recycling event or drop them off at our office. We don't want those out. The other thing is last year, we had to do a lot of calls to the police department about people who were putting appliances out on the berm with the doors still on
them.
Oh,
yeah. No.
Kids can get into those. Mm-hmm. Tip them on their side so the door is down or take that door off and set it out separately.
A couple of screws or bolts, it's not that bad. In fact, Sheriff Schneider was on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the last medication take-back event and kind of the competition between the two police forces and the sheriff's department. But he was amazed at how much
we took back 124 pounds of meds that day.
And you know, whenever you hear meds and stuff like that, everybody thinks the wrong thing right away. Oh, get these illegal things. It's not what it is. I mean, just some you might have somebody that passed away and their meds are still in the. It's nobody's using them anymore. Get rid of them. Get rid of them the right way.
Yeah, medications are actually the number one cause of poisoning in children.
Yeah.
So besides the people that are searching for them for bad reasons, it's also poisoning. And this is a really sad thing, John. A couple of years ago, I went to my son-in-law, had an uncle who passed away. Mm-hmm. And it was out of town, but we offered to take the flowers to their house after the funeral. And his spouse said yes. And I said, well, how do we get into the house? She goes, I have somebody at the house watching the house while we're at the funeral. And that kind of struck me funny. And then later she said that there had been a rash in their community of people watching the obituaries where it says so-and-so passed away after a long and courageous battle with cancer. The funeral's on this date and this time. And the houses were being broken into.
Sure. They know nobody's there.
Right. And you think about, you know, long and courageous battle with cancer. Were they on fentanyl patches or, you know, medications that drug seekers were looking for.
Yep.
Horrible, horrible that people would do that in our society. But it is the day and age we live in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get rid of them. If they can't come to those drop-off events we have, our local law enforcement center downtown has a drop box. The East Grand Forks Police Department does. The UND Police Department does. And if you go to the Attorney General's website, there are almost 100 drop-off locations in law enforcement centers or pharmacies around our state in which you can drop off those medications. It's like a mailbox. Just open them up, drop them in, leave them in their original containers, and get rid of them.
No questions asked. Just get rid of them. That way,
The other thing I'll mention is the Grand Forks Public Health Department is now managing the Sharps container drop-off that used to be at Altru. There is a location in downtown Grand Forks where there's a public box that you can put Sharps in.
Like behind CBIC somewhere in that area
it's
or something.
Right over kind of by Spectra and the Mission. You know where that the building is with the hand sculpture downtown?
Yep.
It's right by that.
Okay.
Free, drop it off 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You know, Karma, you and Jasmine and your entire staff and Safe Kids do amazing work. And when you guys come in here, it's you can tell by the look on your face and the look in your eye, you never get sick of it. You never get sick of keeping our future safe. And we appreciate that. And again, reach out to them, safekidsgf.com, whether maybe you want to find a job. Maybe you want to keep your kids safe.
Donate.
You know, any questions? There's no dumb questions when it comes to kids' safety.
No. And, you know, I said it a little bit earlier. Being a parent is the most important job you'll ever have, and it comes with the least amount of orientation. And the bad questions are the ones you don't ask.
Yeah, right.
Because we do not judge people. You know, we've cleaned up dirty been in dirty cars, and we're going to help you. Or we realize kids pee in their car seat, and we're going to help you with that. Don't feel bad about it. And being a grandparent, I'm a new grandma. I have a 9-month-old grandson that, of course, is the apple of my eye. And it reminds me that, you know what, from the time my kids were little to now, things have changed.
Yeah.
Right? Like safe sleep standards have changed, crib standards have changed. Make yourself aware of these and sign up for a newsletter.
You got something to say?
Yeah. I jumped on here. I know, Karma, I know you referenced it a little bit earlier at the top of the show, but you have a website where people can access all your past GFBS interviews. I threw a link for it in the chat and in the description for this episode, wherever people are watching or listening to this. 4 years of archived interviews. I think it's like 22, 23 interviews with you. Just a wealth of information. So if you want to know more, just, click those links.
Well, and I do hear from a lot of people who say, thank you for recording it, or thank you for having it available, because they might not be able to watch it at the time. But it's a great way to go back and check that information out and get that information.
And not too many times do I get to say this. Beats Radio. There we go. Thank you, Karma Hansen.
Well, and thank you. You know, you talked about, do we have a need for people to donate? We always do.
Yes.
But that being said, we also appreciate people who provide us with in-kind services. Rydell's. If we didn't have their indoor venue to do those events, we couldn't do them throughout the year. People like you who let us come on and visit about this, people who share our messaging. We have so many amazing partners. And so thank you to GFBS for being one of those, because when we think about the people that are near and dear to our hearts in this work that we do, we know that you guys care too. And so thank you for being a part of the great work that we do.
Thank you. It's our future.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, not much more to say. There you go. Karma Hansen, Safe Kids, Grand Forks. Thank you for coming in. And again, Jasmine Wongen was also in. She had to go. She had some things to do. Again, Safe Kids, Grand Forks. Look them up. SafeKidsGF.com. Any questions you have, like Karma said, there's not a dumb one. Want to give a shout out to River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill for bringing you today's show. Tell you what, make either or your next dinner, or both of them, and movie destination. They're in the River Mall on East Side. You can dine inside the movie memorabilia packed restaurant off the Shire, or you can take your meal to the movie you're attending. Some of this week's featured attractions are Civil War, Shrek 2, the 20th anniversary, First Omen, Monkey Man, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Arthur the King, and so much more. In fact, find the complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. Hey, and don't forget, too, Tuesdays, $5 movie specials all day long, and the $5.50 senior matinee specials on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Now, River Cinema got those luxury recliners and expanded concessions. You can relax in a luxury recliner with a cold beer in your hand. How about that? Locally owned and operated, family owned and operated, River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Let's see, Common Sense Uncensored with Kit Brennan is on at 1 o'clock today. I'll be back tomorrow. We've got your update and hidden agenda at 11. Enjoy your day. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone, too. It's a good thing. Grand Cities, they are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.